Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Colts are a well-oiled machine offensively.
Gonzaga.
So what is the significance of a last second shot on a game that was 83-84-78 in the moment? Well, that last second shot was for the cover. 0.7 seconds. They rolled the ball up court. The kid from TCU took it, hoisted it, and hit it from 30 feet for the cover. And I did not watch it live, Denton. But I woke up with the television still on, I don't know, 1:30, and just did the thing where you rewind it to see what the final score was. But I rewound it all the way back to like a minute, so I fast-forwarded through the final minute, and when they fouled the guy and he made both free throws, I just turned it off. And I didn't watch the final play. But I saw it this morning and went nuts! Big win for TCU if you had him +4.5. I love my friend Scott Van Pelt as much as I love anybody in my life. We've been incredible friends for 30-plus years, and he's got probably one of the most watched segments of any kind of sportscast or sports show anywhere, Bad Beats. Most of you are familiar with it, but it's not always a bad beat. Sometimes it is one damn good win, and that's what we had last night with TCU. Good morning, everybody. The Terps are out, and they should be. They need some athleticism, but they had a really good year. But we'll go back and forth on that, I'm sure, at some point this morning. The rumors, they were a flying, Denton, on Saturday as it relates to the sale. I thought it was going down. I didn't hear anything from people that I usually hear from that have some credibility when it comes to this, or have real insight and are what I would call or refer to as either friends or sources. I'm not actually a reporter, but I get information every once in a while. And I wasn't hearing anything from any of these people. But my God, I was getting one text message after another. Have you seen this? Is it over? Is it done? And it was right before, by the way, the Maryland-Alabama game was about to start on Saturday night, which I was fired up for. My favorite, if you weren't keeping up with what was going on Saturday, were you, Denton? Were you seeing what was going on Twitter?
Oh, I was all over it. Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and pick anybody out, although I'm going to read one tweet. Let me just start by saying my position is what it's been based on the most recent things I have heard from people that I would call credible people. I think it's moving along. I think it's going to end sooner rather than later, him selling the team. And I think it's going to be the Josh Harris group. We'll see. I have no idea if ultimately that will be right. I trust the people that I've talked to that they know what they're talking about or knew what they were talking about in the moment. But there were tweets flying all night long Saturday about the imminent sale of the Washington Commanders to the Josh Harris group. And none of the people tweeting it, I'll be honest with you, had I ever heard of. You know, there were fan sites, there were people that I don't even know if they were fans. My favorite, though, was clearly tongue placed firmly in cheek, I believe, when at Josh Taylor FB tweeted out on Saturday night at 9.04 p.m., can confirm Jeff Bezos was at Dulles International Airport this afternoon. Sources say he met with Dan Snyder and company at Lido's in College Park. That's a good one. That's a real good one. Another friend of mine texted me and said, is it true that they're finalizing the deal at Maggiano's in Chevy Chase? I mean, I'm like, come on. Do you really think they'd be like at Maggiano's in Chevy Chase? Lido's in College Park is a better one. By the way, the Lido's in College Park is what we refer to as College Parkers, as the new Lido's. The original Lido's was on University Boulevard, just down the hill from the campus. That Lido's got moved to just behind or right off of Route 1, I don't know now, 10 years ago. Denton, how much time do you spend in College Park? Are you familiar with the Lido's locations?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, the Lido's was on University Boulevard. That's where it was started, I'm going to guess, in like the late 1950s or something like that. This is where Lefty would go after every game. This is where Morgan Wooten would go after every DeMatha game. It was a legendary pizza joint. You know, one of the first things that Marty Schottenheimer said when he got hired by Dan Snyder to take over the football operation for a whole 1 year, Marty Schottenheimer said, I can't wait to get back to this area and get some Lido's pizza. I remember that Lido's pizza from College Park when he was, I don't know, either coaching with somebody against Maryland or he was in College Park for some reason. And he loved himself some Lido's pie. Well, we all love Lido's pie around here. Anyway, can confirm Jeff Bezos was at Dulles. Sources say he met with Dan Snyder and company at Lido's in College Park. Can you imagine the look on the faces of the Lido's staff in College Park as Jeff Bezos, Dan Snyder, and company walked into Lido's? I have no idea where all of this was coming from on Saturday. I did not, and I reached out to every person that I would consider to be credible in the situation. And the only thing I got from anybody was, it's all quiet on the Josh Harris front. I got that from two different people who I trust. It's all quiet. And they suggested that all quiet could mean that something is certainly in the works. And again, I will stick with my, it's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner rather than later. By the way, the more, you know, I say sooner rather than later, as time passes, it becomes the later more than it becomes the sooner. But the sooner meaning, you know, sometime on or around the time of the league meetings, which are coming up here at the end of the month. Shortly thereafter, there could be some news at the league meetings. And I believe it's going to be Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, and that particular group that gets the team. But I don't really care ultimately who gets the team. I do care a little bit, but ultimately it is going to sell, I believe. And the piece of news from the weekend that I think was substantial was Ben Standing's report from yesterday on The Athletic, and Ben will be with us in his normal spot this morning at 8 a.m. He suggests and is reporting that Washington is holding off essentially the free agent contract, and this would also include Daron Payne's new deal, the original payments for a later date than typical. The Commanders have extended the payout dates by 2 months, according to multiple sources who have seen the executed contracts. Typically, what happens when you sign a deal with a team, Ben writes, the general practice among all 32 NFL teams has been to pay out at least a portion of the large signing bonus within 15 to 30 days of the transaction date. But this cycle, the Commanders have put in to these agreements with the free agents that they've signed that the payout date, it will be 2 months from execution date. So they are extending it out, and that date would, you know, for, let's just say, Deron Payne, which 1 week ago we were talking about the surprise of the Deron Payne contract, you'd be talking about the first payment being due May 12th, 2023. And that's what Ben writes. May 12th, 2023, according to people who have seen the contracts for defensive tackle Deron Payne and two recently signed free agents, is the payment of their is the due date of their first payment with respect to whatever the signing bonus was. In the case of Deron Payne, it was a $28 million signing bonus. Now, what we learned, by the way, from J.I. Hallseller, a good friend who is an NFL agent and a former salary cap analyst in the NFL, including for this team, is that that signing bonus money isn't always paid out in one lump sum. That the contracts, you know, will reflect some sort of payment schedule. So $28 million signing bonus could be $14 million now, and then $7 million next year, and $7 million in the third year. Or it could be spread out $7 million now, $7 million at the time of the first game in the first year of the contract, and then the other $14 million spread out over the next year to 2 years. So this is what we've been talking about for a while now, and that is that Washington would probably be less active in commitments of large amounts of money in free agency because they don't want to come out of pocket a lot of that money. Now, we were wrong on the escrow thing, which we went through last week in terms of the escrow timing and when money for guaranteed deals has to be put into escrow. There is a review date every January 31st, and then the money is due by March 31st. But for the Deron Payne contract and any contract signed this year, they won't be reviewed for escrow until January 31st of next year. Now, the and then J.I. did a great job of walking us through the actual extension of Terry McLaurin last year and said essentially what's guaranteed the rest of the way for anything other than injury, which is what needs to be put into escrow, is roughly $4 to $5 million as it relates to Terry's contract that was signed a year ago. But anyway, Ben was the one report this weekend that I'll go with and that I'll cite other than the Leto's report with Bezos and Snyder, and that is the team has extended out the initial payments of free agency deals by about 30 days. So extending it to 2 months for the due date for those initial payments. And obviously the thinking is Snyder's will have the team sold by May 12th, sometime in early May or before early May. Other than that, I can't tell you anything else about all of the different, you know, fan sites and just individuals that were letting stuff fly on Saturday that the sale was imminent and that Josh Harris was going to buy the team or that Jeff Bezos was going to buy the team and sign the deal at Leto's in College Park. We got a lot of tournament to get to. The NCAA tournament was outstanding over the weekend. Of course, the absolute stunner of all stunners came the form of a 16 over a 1. For the second time in NCAA tournament history. And the one that went down this time was one that is generating a hell of a lot of attention, even more so than Tony Bennett's loss to UMBC the year before he won the national championship. What Matt Painter's done in this tournament has generated a lot of attention for sure, and it's deserved. Doesn't mean, though, that he's a bad coach. We'll get to that. I had a guest on my podcast on Friday, and I'm going to play this interview. It's only about 10 or 11 minutes, something like that. But Zach Jackson, who covers the Browns for The Athletic, was outstanding talking about Jacoby Brissett. And we had Mary Kay Cabot on the show the day after they signed Brissett last week. And it's interesting, and you'll hear what Zach has to say. The assumption from people on the Cleveland beat that Jacoby Brissett signed in Washington to be the starter. They believe that he's going to ultimately be the starting quarterback here in Washington. But great things said about him. Busy NFL couple of days as well. Couple of interesting deals. We're going to get to all of it starting next. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.